Don't seem right, all the dirt they kick in your direction just for being different. What good is freedom if we can't live a life that's different? It gets better, I swear. It gets better, but you gotta stick around to make it there. It's hard to stand on your own, but you're stronger than you know. It gets better, it gets better, I swear. I know you're lonely, but please know that you're not the only kid out there who's been in that spot. My friends and I made it through, and we're doing fine. It gets better, I swear. It gets better, but you've gotta stick around and make it there. It's hard to stand on your own, but you're stronger than you know. It gets better, it gets better, I swear. If you have friends and family who are true and stand by you through the pain, let them be your shelter from the rain. But if you feel you need to hide to come out the other side, well, that's okay too. Whatever gets you through, 'cause it gets better, I swear. It gets better, but you've gotta stick around to make it there. It's hard to stand on your own, but you're stronger than you know. It gets better, it gets better, I swear. It gets better, it gets better, I swear.
It gets better.
Honestly, things got better the day I left high school. I didn't see the bullies every day. I didn't see the people who harassed me every day. I didn't have to see the school administrators who would do nothing about it every day. Life instantly got better.
If there are 14 and 15 and 16 year olds, 13 year olds, 12 year olds out there watching this video, what I'd love you to take away from it really is that it gets better. However bad it is now, it gets better. And it can get great, and it can get awesome. Your life can be amazing, but you have to tough this period of it out, and you have to live your life so that you're around for it to get amazing, and it can, and it will.
This is J.D. Doyle for Out Radio, and like most people, I've been very moved by the news stories of the last few weeks, and in particular by the videos posted on the net as part of the It Gets Better project. You just heard a short clip from Dan Savage and his husband, Terry Miller, who started the project. That video has gotten over a million hits and, more importantly, has encouraged hundreds, perhaps thousands of others to post their own videos, to tell their own stories, to reach out to GLBT youth with the single message, "It gets better." And I'm very pleased to see that this has encouraged many artists and groups to put their own messages out there in the form of music. And I was similarly driven to try with the next 2 hours to share these songs with you and to kind of document the musical efforts and corral them in one place. 11 of the songs recorded took their cue from the project and have the same title, It Gets Better, like the opening number by Jeffrey Altergott. Many of these songs are amazing. All of them are heartfelt. Here are two more just called It Gets Better.
Hey friend, when you feel like you're alone and the world throws out a lot of hate,
it's not the end. You're not out there on your own. There's still so much in life to celebrate.
Just look up.
Better, better, better. The pain will let up, let up, let up.
feel like you. No end in sight.
Fearing every day.
Just defend the part of you that's true. Find yourself and you will find the way.
Found if you just stick around.
These tears will disappear like all the ones.
The first one was a joint effort by a group of actors from Broadway musicals, so you might expect the talent to just overflow, which I think it did. They called themselves Broadway Sings for the Trevor Project, and I hope you know that the Trevor Project is a national organization focused on crisis and suicide prevention among GLBT youths. And after that track was one by singer and actor Chris Salvatore, and I think he did a great job. And here are two more, this time focused more on the attackers. By Link is the song, Oh Bully.
Beautiful boy with an easy smile, gentle soul and a flair for style, tried his best to please his mom, did his chores, got his homework done. Bully called to attack that beautiful lad in the schoolyard, enlisting his gang to sink their fangs into that child's innocent heart. Oh, bully, what have you done? You said you and your gang were just having fun, calling him faggot, calling queer,
spewing your venom to his ear. But the day arrived, that lad couldn't go inside that schoolyard, so filled with pending doom. So he stayed at home instead and hung himself in his room. Having fun, calling him faggot, calling him queer, spewing your venom to his ear. Now beneath the cold gray sky, the hearse rolls by, car snaking along behind, and the kids in the gang come over and hang at the edge of the sidewalk to try and catch a glimpse of the ghost that will haunt them the rest of their lives.
Before school, in the hall, and lunch, and after school, they wait for you after classes, to smash your glasses into 18 pieces, rub your face in dog feces, spit food in your face in the cafeteria, fill your milk with ammonia so you're choking, the whole crowd goes into hysteria. In the hall, they whistle at you, throw kisses at you, proposition you, push you into the bathroom and piss on you. In the classroom, they leave thumbtacks at your chair on the seat, trip you, then drag you down the stairs by your feet, hang you upside down on the fence over by the soccer field, drag you naked from a speeding automobile. And all because you're queer. That's right, queer. You heard the magic word. As every adult, crumbling and fair, they assure you you're not a pervert and you can be cured. Well, if that doesn't work, they prefer to keep it all blurred. They say you must be questioning or confused, while they keep pestering that it's gotta be something to choose. And the pressure gets festering till you can't stand it, you lit a fuse, while they desperately find someone, anyone to accuse. Like it's an abnormality or happened accidentally. Like you can't think intellectually, have the mentality to understand sexuality, have the capacity or tenacity to think independently. But here's my advice, take it literally.
Just run away to the Hobby Milk School and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and you'll never see the face again.
Just run away to the Hobby Milk School and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna stay, then sue every last one of them. Okay, so you try to go talk to the principal. You know the invisible man, the one that's only doing his job, that says you're the problem.
The phone is live with this platoon and the car cops our brain. On the bomb outside, what's the body of your remains? Make a kebab of your cranium.
You tell him you documented every time you were bashed. He looks at the papers, takes the folder, and throws it in the trash. He says it's time for you to go, and why did you come here? But sir, I can't leave now, they'll throw me in the garbage dumpster. He says he's sick of hearing you rag, and if you didn't act like a fag, well then you wouldn't get beat up so much.
You say I'm touched, and thank you very much. I'm sure if I'm surrounded, you'll be there in the clutch, but I don't know if you noticed, but the crowd's getting restless below, and do you mind if I exit through your window? I'll take the fire escape down and run for cover before they discover me and start chasing.
I can make it to the bus and hide behind the wheel casing.
Just run away to the Hobby Milk School and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and you'll never see the face again.
Just run away to the Hobby Milk School and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna stay, then sue every last one of them.
So they catch you one day, pin you to the wall, beat you within an inch of your life, carve the wood faggot into your stomach with a pocket knife.
Go to the counselor and show him the gashes. His solution is to put you in special ed classes. So you go to the police, tell them everything that's been happening. You lift up his shirt, show them the scar, they start laughing. They won't make an arrest because it's too much paperwork. You say, thanks a lot, if you're much safer.
jerk. So you finally find a teacher who's willing to assist you. Tell the kids boycott the class, say he must be a sissy too. And they transfer you from school to school and all the administrators to talk about his immunity values.
Just run away to the Hobby Milk School and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
To the fun and the fools and the cows and the rules. Just leave this place and you'll never see the face again.
Just run away to the Hobby Milk School and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules. And if you're gonna stay, then sue every last one of them.
Just run away to the Hobby Milk School and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules. Just leave this place and you'll never see their face again.
Just run away to the Hobby Milk School and you never have to take another day of the cruelty.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules. And if you're gonna stay, then sue every last one of them. That's right, sue the teachers, the principals, the administrators, the school district, the police. Sue the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the dean. Sue them all. Make them pay.
That was Scott Free, and a song that really captures the persecution called Another Day of Cruelty. That's from his 2004 CD, They Call Me Mr. Free. For the OutRadio shows this month, I'm going to try to not do much talking and to let the music tell the story. But I feel I should make a personal statement. I was a teenager in the early 60s in a small town in Ohio, and I guess I'm fortunate that being gay didn't seem to be in the consciousness back then, so much so that I had no clue I was gay, at least that I recognized at the time. I was never physically bullied, and being called faggot had not yet become the style of abuse, at least not then and there. Yes, I was certainly a misfit, and the climate of not being able to just be yourself, I know, was a form of an internal prison. Getting out of high school and away from there was definitely an escape. My partner Jeff, who went through his teen years in Houston, Texas, in the mid-70s, did not fare as well. He was persecuted so much in high school, with the authorities doing nothing, that he dropped out in his freshman year. What a tragedy that someone who loved learning so very much could not get the education he was entitled to. His family tells me that they believe he definitely would have become suicidal if left in that school environment. For Jeff, it did get better. He went on to get his GED and on to college to become his dream, a grade school teacher. Another musical take on the bullying and abuse is by the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. It's called Pushed Down the Stairs, and comes from the acclaimed work Naked Man from 1996.
When they pushed me down the stairs, I didn't care. I was falling down the stairs, I didn't care. I wasn't scared as I fell down the stairs. I fell silent. They had pushed me down the stairs to silence me. My singing,
my intelligence,
my sharpness,
my indifference,
my pushiness,
my presence.
I don't think they meant to kill me, just to quiet me. So I got quiet. I no longer sang. Wondered what had happened to me.
Sing, they said.
They kept pushing me to fall.
They kept pushing me away.
We don't get it. What happened to your grave? Invisible and finally ignored at school. I was admired when I began to fall.
And then I found a way to make them all laugh at me. And for the first time, I began to have some friends. Laughed at, I began to do the laughing. Laughing at, I began to hate. And who, guess who, got hated the most? The little fag I lost, my own sad ghost, searching the stairs for his voice.
It gets better, it gets better. Yes, it does, it sure does. So much to look forward to, your whole life.
Glad I could counter the ominous tone of the song Push Down the Stairs with a new response as done by the Chicago Gay Men's Chorus. They are just one of many gay choruses who have been moved to make a video message in song. For the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus in Minneapolis-St. Paul, it was not the first time they approached the subject. For their 2000 CD, The Rainbow Project, they commissioned a musical work to be done from Tommy DiPiola's children's story, Oliver Button Was a Sissy. It's a 22-minute work definitely designed for preteens with, considering that audience, perhaps a rosier message. Here's just a clip from it.
Oliver, said Mama, you have to play something. You need your exercise.
I get exercise, Mama, said Oliver. I walk in the woods. I play jump rope. And I love to dance. Watch!
And Oliver began to dance.
So Mama and Papa sent Oliver Button to Ms. Leah's dancing school. Especially for the exercise, said Papa. Oliver Button got a nice black shiny pair of tap shoes, and he practiced and practiced. But the boys, especially the older ones in the schoolyard, teased Oliver Button. What are those shiny shoes, sissy? They said. La-dee-doo, you gonna dance for us? And they grabbed Oliver's tap shoes and played catch with them.
Oliver's a sissy. Oliver's a sissy.
touch with them until one of the girls caught them. You leave Oliver Button's tap shoes alone, said the girls. Here, Oliver. Gotta have help from girls, the boys said teasingly. And they wrote on the school wall, Oliver Button is a sissy. Almost every day, the boys teased Oliver Button. But Oliver Button kept on going to Miss Leah's dancing school every week, and he practiced and practiced.
When you're sad.
By the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus, that was a snippet from Oliver Button Was a Sissy, and I'm pleased to also share the song from their brand new video, just released this week, just in time to include in this show, called It Gets Better. Their artistic director, Stan Hill, set lyrics to the tune of the traditional canon, Dona Nobis Pessim, Give Us Peace. Of course, I have to express my sorrow regarding the numerous recent teen suicides. One of them, 13-year-old Asher Brown, lived about 10 miles from me. He killed himself on September 23rd, and his parents said he was bullied to death. I attended his memorial service. I, of course, did not know him or his family, but just felt I had to go. An artist friend of mine, Steve Shacklin, has written two songs inspired by the suicide of 16-year-old William Clayton, who killed himself in 1995, a month after being assaulted in a hate crime based on his sexual orientation. It's called William's Song.
One, two, one, two, three. William was a boy in Arkansas, a little bit different. Redneck country, this was not very cool. So they called him a fag, and they called him a queer. Then they dumped him on the sidewalk after school. Tell me, why does it take five great big guys to beat up one little queer? Take five great big guys to beat up one little queer. What do they fear? William's mom got in the car, drove to the man in charge. He said, boys will be boys here in this school. She said, where does it say the victim gets the blame? And she asked him if he thought she was some fool. Why does it take five great big guys to beat up one little queer? Why did you let five great big guys beat up on my only son? What had he done? He said it's William's fault for walking so funny. She said that's gonna cost you money. So she sued the board, and she won the case. And the judge got pissed, and the school disgraced. There were TV crews, and Fayetteville made the news. 'Cause reporters will be reporters, and the boys will have to act like men, or they'll be inside that courtroom again. Everywhere will start to fall, 'cause of one young boy and a mother in Arkansas. Tell me, why does it take five great big guys to beat up one little queer? Tell me, why does it take an angry mob to beat up one little queer? What do they fear?
It was another internet friend, though, Gabby Clayton, who really taught me. On her webpage, I found a photo of her son. It said, "This is my son, Bill, who committed suicide at the age of 17 after a gay bashing." He and a couple friends were walking near the schoolyard when a car pulled up, a bunch of boys got out, started calling them faggots, and then brutally beat them. After Bill died, his parents found a notebook where he was writing, "Will it always be like this?" Bill took his life because he feared that no matter how old he was, there would always be some car coming around the corner for him.
The only clue he left behind. words left in his notebook. She saw into his tortured mind. Fear was hanging in the air. He left a simple questionnaire. Will it always be like this? Is everything set in stone? Is there nothing I can change? Will I always be alone?
Will it always be like this?
Will It Always Be Like This is the subtitle of Gabby's song, and Steve was helped out on that second recording by the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. A suicide also inspired this next song, called Not Deserted, done by a Canadian duo I like a lot called Sugar Beach. They are Marley Walchuk and Tully Callender, and I interviewed them for my show last February. Marley fielded the question when I asked of what song on the album she's the most proud.
Oh, wow. Gee, that's really a hard question. You know, for me, I really love Not Deserted. because of the meaning behind it and the fact that it is it was totally connected with the suicide of Carl Joseph Hoover, the 11-year-old boy who killed himself partially from anti-gay bullying. And then when I started to research more, I realized that we'd lost by, I believe, April, we'd already lost 3 or 4 middle school children in the States for the same reason to suicide from anti-gay bullying. And I was just shocked. So this song for me is like the 5 minutes, if I could have had 5 minutes to talk to them before they made this decision to do this. This is partially at least what I would have said to them. So I hope that at some point in time it gets to kids in places where they feel they are very alone and that they're the only ones. Because a lot of these kids are so young, sometimes they're not even sure how they identify yet. But the cruelty in schools can be mind-boggling. And they're just seeing no way out other than to take their lives. So I guess for me, the message of that one is particularly powerful.
Your throat is parched and dry, wind blows sand in your eyes. Everywhere you look is emptiness. Your feet are sinking deeper, pulling you down even weaker. What's the point? Keeps running through your head. It's better this way, you're certain. You're over it and hurting. The heat is just too much for you to bear. What if tomorrow it all changed? What if it cooled and it rained? What if an oasis was waiting? Just over there. Your life is not a desert, and you are not deserted. Send a flare to let us know you're there. This hopelessness you feel is a mirage, and what is real is you are powerful, you are perfect, you can steer. God's got possibly envision the effect of your decision on those who love you and those who hear about it. There's so much beauty waiting, magic you're creating. To this world you are a gift. Giving up just lets them win. Yell stop till they listen. You can handle anything. Tell one more person what you felt. Seek a little more help. Promise you'll give it. Just one more sleep. Your life is not a desert, and you are not deserted. Send a flare to let us know you're there. This hopelessness you feel is a mirage, and what is real is you are powerful, you are perfect, and you can steer. What if tomorrow feelings pass and you found the strength that lasts? What if you stood up and made all those vultures fly away? Your life is not a desert, and you are not deserted. Send a flare to let us know you're there. This hope. A mirage, and what is real is you are powerful, you are perfect, and you can steal.
Patti Griffin with still another suicide song called Tony from her 1998 album Flaming Red. I'm down to the last song for this first segment, and I've got to end with something more positive. And that's the video contribution to the It Gets Better project by the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles. They chose the song True Colors and did it beautifully. Before you hear it, I want to encourage you to watch some of the actual videos for these songs. Just seeing the faces of the performers is very moving and makes a connection just hearing the songs cannot do. I don't mind telling you that many of them brought tears to my eyes. And very quickly, I've got two websites to give you, itgetsbetter.com and thetrevorproject.org. Please come back for part two of my salute to the It Gets Better Project. And now has promised the Gay Men's Chorus of L.A. and True Colors.
You with the sad eyes, don't be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to